My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jason Adams joins us here on Gwen and Chris. Jason, welcome to the show, man. Welcome to San Diego. How are you?
Thank you. I'm great, man. It's been great being in San Diego.
You've been great since putting on this Padre uniform. I mean, you're having a tremendous year. I guess I'll start with, obviously, in Tampa, when you're in that organization, anything can happen in terms of trades or things like that. At what point did it start to become apparent to you, or did it ever? Was it ever apparent to you that you could be on the move headed somewhere else?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, that's like you said with Tampa, that's just the reality of their model over there. Is there's a lot of turnover. So I knew it was a possibility. And then I think everyone over there would admit that first half of the year we didn't play like we thought we should. And so anytime there's a chance for a front office to build for the future when it doesn't look like things are going their way this year, it's gonna happen. It could happen. And you also know as a reliever, it's always on the table. So yeah, I was prepared. I didn't know where or if, but certainly knew it was a possibility.
Jason Adams, great addition to the Padres, and we're happy to have him on here, Gwen and Chris. And you talked about being traded. You've gone from Kansas City, you've gone to Minnesota, you've gone to Chicago, you've gone to Tampa Bay, whatever. Does it ever get any easier, and how is best to prepare for being traded? And also, I think a lot of guys, they get to a new place, it's not easy to settle in. You don't have a place to live all set up yet. Yet you still got to go out and do your job every night. Have you kind of gotten better at that as these situations have come up?
Yeah, I mean, maybe. I don't know. We've come up with new strategies. It's the baseball aspect is like, it's excitement. Hey, I'm going to a team. We're pushing for the playoffs and deep into the playoffs. So that's exciting. But the life aspect, obviously, is there's some moving pieces. But we've kind of just settled, my wife and I mean, we got four little kids, so it's not easy. But we're like, we're just, any chance we can, we're just going to rip the Band-Aid off. We're going to all roll together and make it home. So wherever we're at, we assume we're going to be there forever until we're told otherwise. Because if you're just sitting there, on the edge of your seat, like, how much longer? It's miserable. So we just go out there and we assume. So now I'm assuming I'm a Padre for life until they tell me otherwise.
Great perspective to have in a business like this where it's completely out of your control. Jason Adams joins us here, Padre reliever. And Jason, I look at your career arc, man. It started in Kansas City. You went through Toronto and Chicago, as Chris mentioned, but you really started to settle in those last couple of years in Tampa. What was it that changed for you? What has helped you get into this great groove you've been on over the last 2.5 seasons?
Yeah, I mean, I owe so much of my career to like Kyle Snyder, the Rays. They just helped simplify things for me. I think as a reliever or pitcher, you can overthink and tinker and worry so much about nibbling and avoiding bats. When I went over there, I'm like, they got to have some like crazy new thing for me. And all it was, hey, your stuff is good. The problem you have is you fall behind guys, so we're just going to set up the catcher down the middle, and we're going to let you miss to the edges. And even if you go down the middle, odds are still in your favor. And so they just, it was that simple of a process of like, hey, we're going to get you ahead of batters, and then you can use, then you can start expanding, trying to strike guys out. And obviously there's some intricacy to it with the mechanics and pitch grips and all that, but overall it was buying in to throwing strike one, throwing strike two, and then taking the next four pitches to try to get the guy out.
Jason, I'm looking at you know, your page here, and you were drafted right out of high school from Omaha, Nebraska. I imagine Peyton Manning is your either your favorite quarterback or not your favorite quarterback, depending on how you look at it with his yelling of Omaha. But you're drafted out of high school 2010, and then you make your major league debut 2018. Take us through that 8 years. That's a long time to try to keep your dream alive, and you know, congrats, you know, for getting it done. I mean, that's a lot of stick-to-itiveness, I imagine.
Thank you. Yeah, it was certainly not the path I had envisioned. It was I mean, you come out of high school, and your guy was high school, went to high school in Kansas City, and then was drafted by Kansas City, so I, you know, I felt like I was big stuff, and I just, you know, I couldn't quite put it together. I was a starter at the time, and I just would have good stretches and bad stretches, and then, but I was still, you know, a quote prospect, if you would. And then ended up having it, got traded to the Twins, and had a stress fracture in my arm that cost me the next 3 years. So all of 2015, all of 2016, and then until mid August of 2017. And that obviously put a screeching halt to the career. And that was with the 2017 was with the Padres minor league. And I mean, I tell people it stunk at the time, obviously not what I wanted, but, I wouldn't trade it for 3 years in the big leagues. It was so good for my soul. You know, I was obsessed with worshiped baseball, and I was like my line and the truth is I was like, baseball is an awesome game, but it's a terrible god. So you got to kind of take it off that pedestal a little bit.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't trade it. But yeah, and then so I got released by the Padres August the 17th, signed back with Kansas City, and then debuted May of 2018.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wow, what a journey. You mentioned the mechanics and the intricacies. I'm interested to know, because we've kind of seen this in the last 6-7 years really become a thing, kind of that short. You don't really have the traditional long arm kind of through the baseball. It's kind of like pulling it back by the ear, letting it go. Have you always thrown the baseball that way, or is that something that you've kind of readjusted to?
No, that was totally new in 2017. So, because I kept having these surgeries and not being able to recover, so I'm like, I'm just going to try something new. Garvin was our I forget his last name, but he was a pitching coach, rehab pitching coach for the Padres at the time. I was like, can I do this? And he was like, yeah, man, we'll, like, try anything. And I just kind of started. I'd put the ball by my ear and step and throw. And I was like, well, that doesn't hurt. And I kept, and then I took it out to like 120 feet. I'm like, well, it still doesn't hurt. And then, you know, so I'm long tossing, still doesn't hurt. And then I got to bullpens. I'm like, well, how do I even come set? So at that time, I just kept my ball by my ear and I just put my glove over it. And I was like, well, that doesn't hurt. And everything was fine. So it was literally just a survival tactic, and it worked. I think it actually makes my stuff play up a little bit. And but yeah, it was totally just like, hey, I got to find a way to throw that doesn't hurt, or else I'm going to be working a 9-to-5, or I still might be working a 9-to-5 if no one gives me a job. But
Tony took my question, and he probably took everybody's question, because I think everybody who sees you pitch sees that, you know, your delivery is a little different, and that's so ironic that it's because of an injury, you know, that forced you to throw the way you do. And now I think it is really effective for you, because, you know, I wonder if batters are comfortable, you know, you're used to the ball being delivered a little differently right now. How confident are you right at this point? I mean, you've come here to San Diego and you've started to hit the ground running. When confidence is high like this, I imagine you can't wait for your name to be called.
Yeah, you want to throw every night. That just is. Even when things aren't going, like if you have a bad one, you want to get – that's what I love about being a reliever. You can pop right back out there the next day. You don't have to sit on it for 5 days. So, yeah, but I feel very confident. It's been great. Ruben's been fantastic. You know, and just taking all the things I learned with Tampa and then growing, like a whole nother perspective. And our catchers work so hard with their game plan, so I have so much confidence in them. It's like it's a great situation to be going into. And try to just focus on the process. You know, I can throw terrible pitches and get good results, and you can throw really good pitches and get bad results. So over time, the good pitches will play out. So I try to focus on that and try to repeat the good ones as often as possible.
Jason, you've been a terrific interview thus far. I got one last question for you, and I can probably guess that a lot of hitters aren't seeing the baseball that well, because it's pretty much hidden until all of a sudden it's on you. I got to ask, because you mentioned Kyle Snyder and Tampa, and everybody raves about Ruben here. I mean, I assume that there's some differences. Obviously, they probably see the game different in some elements, but what are some of the characteristics that both of them have that make them so renowned around this game?
Yeah, I know. I was so nervous about getting traded, because I'm like, I feel like I have one of the best pitching coaches in the game. And then Snyder told me where I was going, and he's like, you're going to the best pitch. You know, like, he was so complimentary of Ruben. I'm like, well, I'm spoiled. But yeah, I think their similarities are how well they read us players, you know, and they give each individual, they can read an individual and see what you need, you know. Yeah. Some guys want all the details, some don't. Some guys need to be, like, fluffed up with, like, tons of, like, compliments, and some guys need to be told they stink, you know, I think they're just so, and they care. I mean, you can tell, like, as much as they probably don't want to, they take it home with them. Like, they care about each of us like their children, almost, I would assume. And you could just, and if they don't, if they certainly act like it, they've fooled me. that you can just tell how much they care, and they're poor. And when someone cares that much for you, it just makes you want to go out there and do great.
It really indeed is the magic potion when it comes to coaching up ball players. Jason, man, thank you for coming on, spending some time with us, man. Continued success. You seem to be rolling. Good luck the rest of the way, and continued health.
Thanks, Jason.
Thank you guys for having me on.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.